Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today is an exciting day for Intel, and I've got a special guest, Lisa Spellman, Vice President and General Manager of Intel Xeon Products and Data Center Marketing. Welcome to the program, Lisa. Welcome back.
Oh, Allison, do you call everyone your special guest?
There's always something that distinguishes them, but you are a very special guest today because it's a big day for your team at Intel and for Intel as a whole as we embark on a data-centric journey. Tell me about today and what happened today for Intel and the industry.
I'm happy to be here. So you're right. Today is a big day. We're delivering a just cross-the-board, whole data-centric set of innovations and products and solutions. It's really, you know, a portfolio type of day where we're delivering a lot of value and a lot of new capabilities out to the industry and ecosystem and our customers. And we're doing it together with a lot of really close partners that we've spent years working together to build this foundation. But the biggest thing we're excited about is the capabilities that we are unlocking for our customers. And this is as they grow in the challenges they face in the way that they need to utilize data, transform data, and have it become this foundational part of their business surviving and thriving in transformation and in the, you know, new economy. Our goal is to provide that foundation for it. And I think we've really delivered, especially in some of the areas where we're seeing so much growth, whether that's artificial intelligence and driving acceleration there, or in network workloads where you have just a tremendous increase in capacity requirements, really getting to the heart of those, and also huge new improvements in the way that we will all look at memory. So it's exciting.
Now, this was somewhat of a first of its kind from Intel. We've talked about previous product launches in the past, but this was really signaling a shift in Intel's thinking across a data-centric compute landscape and delivering a number of different products to market that address these common challenges. Tell me about that change and how this reflects Intel's larger strategy in data-centric computing.
You know, you've heard me talk before about how we view the world in terms of our customers' challenges and opportunities, and how we look at data as that fundamental layer and whether they need to move data faster, store more data, or process everything, all of that data, providing the portfolio to do so. And what we've been trying to do today is show, again, how we have that portfolio across whatever your challenge is and how it all is working together seamlessly and has that solution focus built into it. So it's not enough anymore to just toss a product out and hope your customers are able to adopt it. You have to do the ecosystem work, get it enabled, pull the features through, and solve their problems and create solutions that really can scale for them. So that's what we were trying to do here, was bring together the whole of the industry based on a bunch of Intel products and a bunch of Intel software and ecosystem work, and have it all ready to go in a pretty neat package for our customers.
Can you tell me about what we announced today?
Yeah, you know, Xeon's in my title, so I'll say the star of the show, of course, is our second generation Intel Xeon Scalable processors, including a new advanced performance line. So we've got solutions and products in this line that scale up to 56 cores with a bunch of extra memory. You get 12 channels there. That's delivering a ton of performance for high performance computing and really dense form factors. So that's attractive for the folks that are just really at that high end and exploring new science and new data models and new math and artificial intelligence. And then all the way throughout the rest of the product line, we've built in artificial intelligence inference acceleration called DL Boost that not only are we excited about, but our customers are excited about, and we've got all the open source frameworks ready to go to take advantage of that so that you can continue to accelerate your AI workloads on the infrastructure that you have and that runs all of your other applications. So you get the benefit of inference built in to your existing application workflow. We've also done some really interesting things built on our years of investment with the communication service providers and the telco industry as they've made advancements in how to deliver network function virtualization and provide that increased capacity on industry standard servers. We've taken all those learnings and really dialed in some specific SKUs with all the right technical details to accelerate network function virtualization. So the cores, the threads, the thermals, the frequencies. And then on top of that, we've introduced some new features like Intel Speed Select technology that allows you to deliver great quality of service and boost up frequency for certain cores just for those workloads that demand it while you still maintain your same thermal envelope, which can be super important when you start looking at edge type deployments. So across the Xeon lineup, we've got a lot of innovation built in, and this is all on top of a secure hardware foundation. Then one of the things that I'm really personally excited about, a journey we've been on as a company for years and with the industry for years, is this introduction of our Optane Data Center Persistent Memory. And this is offering persistent capability and larger memory capacities than have been available before. And we think it has the potential to revolutionize the way application developers look at how they deliver and architect applications. So this is very much just the start, but we think a ton of customers will benefit from the extra capacity and that persistence at an affordable price. So we think this has the opportunity to be a game changer, and not to use that word lightly. We have even joked that in 10 years, a computer science student or an application developer will not believe that you didn't used to have access to persistence at these types of capacities. It won't even occur to them that that wasn't possible, much in the way that our kids today think, how did we survive without cell phones? They can't imagine. So we're really excited about that. And not to make my long answer too long, but we have a lot of other products we're adding that surround this. We're making advancements with our Optane SSDs. We're adding new QLC 3D NAND SSDs. We've got a great new Ethernet product that we're bringing to market, the Ethernet 800 series with application device queues, which is a feature that drives lower latency and more predictability for applications, which is super important for things like cloud database and web server applications. And we're continuing to, like I said, advance our security in this space. So there's a lot going on, and I didn't even touch on all of it.
So one common theme that I heard from you is looking at ways to advance the underlying hardware capability for specific workload categories that are either changing very fast or growing at a very exponential pace. Can you tell me about that focus amongst the Intel engineering teams and how that has manifested itself in terms of working with the ecosystem to create solutions that are going to really make a difference for customers?
It really is all about the application. So from our most technical Intel fellows all the way through to the marketing teams, we're always studying what's changing in the landscape? Where are applications going? Where are algorithms going? Where's the entirety of industries going? And trying to use that to inform and guide the features that we put in. And we are lucky to, after 20 years of delivering the Xeon family, to get that great feedback as well from our ecosystem partners. The ISVs have tremendous amount of information about how their application can be better accelerated or consumed. So we pull from all sorts of different sources. Our customers give us a ton of information, and we work to define and refine the right features that are going to accelerate real workload performance for the end customer. So at the end of the day, we've only succeeded not if we invented the cool feature, but when we invent it and we see customers able to, we call it pull it through, but find that performance really delivered in their actual applications.
Can you share with me partners and customers who joined us for this launch?
So we had some great customers sharing their stories with us, and it's always fun because the customers that are there for launch are the ones that we've been working on the early view, the early insight for the technology. We had customers like Amazon coming to stage to talk about how they're using DL Boost and building inference into the services that they provide. We had Google Cloud up talking about the way in which they're taking advantage of Intel Optane Data Center persistent memory, and not only that they're taking advantage of it, but really in the way that they're delivering value to their customers. And we had SAP HANA team up there. So the HANA application, that in-memory database, benefits so greatly from persistence and the large size. So these are huge databases, and that ability to have your data remain persistent, even in relation to an outage, is the opportunity to take your start times from hours down to seconds and really improve your quality of service and your reliability. We had Siemens Healthineers up with an amazing story about how they're changing the way that radiologists can work and building in efficiency to their MRI machines. So they're doing real-time inference at the edge while they're also using Xeon to run other applications, again, all at the edge at the MRI machine, to get better results for patients and further extend the capability of radiologists. It's a super cool story there. We had Twitter, one of our cloud service providers, talking about the total cost of ownership benefits they've received from their migration to Intel Xeon Scalable processors and our Intel SSD family of products. So they've re-architected their infrastructure and dramatically lowered their operational costs. On the high end I talked about with high-performance computing, we had HLRN sharing how they're going to use that advanced performance line, not just to deliver benchmarks, but to deliver real-world applications for all the scientific discovery that their HLRN system is used for. So it was a pretty jam-packed launch. I'm sure I forgot some of the customers that were even there with us, but we were excited to have all of that partnership and all of those results shown on stage.
That's an amazing list of customers, Lisa. What comes next for the Intel team and the industry players here in terms of delivering this technology to the broad market? And what are you most excited about in 2019 as you look at this platform of innovation being actually consumed by customers across the globe?
Yeah, what comes next is ramping it. So we know we have customers that are anxious to get their hands on the platforms or the instances from their cloud service providers, and we've got everyone ready to go. So we're launching today, we've got systems available today, and we're really excited to see that take place. Technology is fun to develop, but the real magic happens when it gets in the hands of your customers. So what we're doing is really continuing to push on those artificial intelligence accelerations that we've built and making sure that everyone has the right software to get the good out-of-box performance, as we call it. We're making sure the ecosystem's enabled to deliver further and better results on network function virtualization, as I mentioned. And we're just off the charts excited to see what the ecosystem, what the development community does with this Optane Data Center persistent memory. I really think we'll look back on this as a watershed moment, and there's so much that Intel engineers and our top ISV engineers and our top ecosystem partner engineers can envision for this technology, but we won't really see what cool stuff people come up with until it's in the hands of the masses.
Lisa, thank you so much for taking some time out of, I know, what is a busy day for you. This is a great moment for Intel in the industry, and I can't wait to hear more.
Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.